You've written many adaptations of classic myths, fables and fairy tales, Charles. What makes these sort of plays so special?
Well, everyone can relate to the basic story types that they are, and the characters in them are often archetypal. So there's something for all the family. And the reason why the stories have lasted so long is that they have something in them which gets right to the nitty-gritty of why we love stories. It's that gathering around a fireside and having a magical series of events unfold before you, which are often dramatic, often comic, but most generally they've survived because they have some deep truths in them.
How important is theatre for young people?
Well, the arts in general are important for young people and everyone in all our lives. And young people who do not get to experience the arts, I think, are at a disadvantage through the rest of their lives, because it's through the arts that we learn what it's like to live in someone else's shoes. When we read a novel, we understand what's going on inside someone's head. So we learn to empathise in a way without ever being taught. It's not a lesson, a school lesson, but it's experiential. And if you take away that experience from young people, then they are at a disadvantage from those who have had it. So I'm a great believer in the arts for everyone, and it doesn't have to be that they have to pass an exam at the end of it.
You've said that you believe in theatre's power to affect not only individual lives, but also the very nature of the world. Can you elaborate on this a little bit?
I suppose essentially I'm a foolish optimist. But if a piece of theatre in any small way develops an aspect of an individual's lives or an aspect of individuality, those individuals make up society. We don't always have to do the big changes in life. What we can do is change things in a small way, but lots of small changes in our understanding, being less aggressive or understanding the way in which the world works and our place in it, makes the world, you know, a safer, better place to live in.
How have you adapted the classic Robin Hood tale to keep it fresh?
This was a difficult one because the story's been told so many times, but maybe we do live in what can be called a Robin Hood age, where in the age of evil bankers, as one might say, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor is, again, a fresh idea. And I've taken that idea and combined it with this is Marion's story, and she wants Robin Hood. It's called Wanted Robin Hood. He's wanted by the Sheriff of Nottingham, but he is wanted as in desired by Maid Marian, and the story is unfolds through her perspective, and I hope that's a fresh angle on it.
What can an audience expect from this version of Robin Hood?
Well, they can expect a rollicking good tale, which has stood the test of time. They can expect a lot of humour and exciting fights, but also some really quite tough drama as well, which is not excessive in any way, but it is the Robin Hood story is a dramatic story about people overcoming and fighting tyranny, and there's a good dramatic story, but there's a lot of laughs and great characters, stock characters which we know and love, and it's all there.
And just finally, you're probably best known for writing children's stories. Is there a difference between writing plays for children and plays for family audiences?
I believe if a play is a good play, everyone can watch it together. The difference is in the audiences rather than the plays themselves. If you have 500 children from one school, say, or groups of schools coming in, it's just a child audience. That audience tends to react differently than when you have children who are with their parents. I like the family audience. I like something that is intergenerational and brings families and society together. Having said that, it is a reality that you get, and you know, we have to perform to large groups of young people together, and that can be an exciting roller coaster of a ride, because young people, when they're all together, can behave and react in very fresh and exciting ways, and it makes you tell that story quickly and economically. But essentially, my belief is that a good play should be for everyone.